Here we have a quote from Billy Graham in which he lies about hell. He says, "The only thing I could say for sure is that hell means separation from God. We are separated from His light, from His fellowship. That is going to be hell. When it comes to a literal fire, I don't preach it because I'm not sure about it. When the scripture uses fire concerning hell, that is possibly an illustration of how terrible it's going to be. Not fire, but something worse, a thirst for God that cannot be quenched." So here, Billy Graham lies about hell, saying that it's not a flaming fire. Hell has nothing to do with fire, but it's just separation from God. Well, what does the Bible say? Is hell separation from God? Take a look at Revelation chapter 14, starting in verse 10. "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of His indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." The Bible is very clear in this verse that those in hell are being tormented in the presence of Jesus Christ. How else could this verse be true? The Bible teaches that God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. John chapter 3 says, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Here, Jesus is claiming to be on earth talking to Nicodemus and in heaven at the same time. God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. Psalm 139, verse 8, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." Again, God is everywhere. Hell is not separation from God. So if hell is not separation from God, what is hell? 2 Thessalonians says, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." The everlasting destruction of hell comes from the presence of God. The flaming fire comes from the glory of His power. Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 43, says, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." So obviously hell is a flaming fire. Here we are in Luke chapter 16, starting in verse 20. "And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." So the rich man dies, goes to hell, and he is being tormented in flames. So Billy Graham is lying when he says that hell is not a literal fire. He's lying when he says that hell is separation from God. He, along with many other false prophets, are teaching that hell is separation from God to tone down the reality of how horrible hell really is.